The potential for next year's wheat harvest kicks off with deciding which varieties to plant, and the annual release of the Kansas Agricultural Experiment Station's data provides critical insights into helping Kansas producers make that decision. Using data to help select the right varieties for your growing region, crop rotation, and management goals is the first step to having a successful harvest, said Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations. But there's a lot of choices, especially as public and private breeding programs release new varieties every year. The annual K-State report is one tool for producers to help make those decisions. The Kansas Agricultural Experiment Station compiles field trial results each year, sharing a recap of the past year's growing season, including weather, insect and disease pressure, and most importantly, data and insights comparing new and currently grown wheat varieties across the different regions of Kansas. The report provides unbiased performance test results to help Kansas wheat producers select the optimal varieties for their operations. K-State does not endorse or recommend varieties, but compares the data from scientifically conducted performance tests at several sites. K-State also includes information on other greenhouse and laboratory tests, including pest tolerance, baking quality, and other factors. Kansas Wheat RX, a program that disseminates to Kansas wheat farmers the latest research recommendations for producing high-yielding and high-quality wheat, provides additional guidance on how farmers can use information like the annual K-State report to select the best varieties. Follow these suggested steps for successful variety selection. Review yield data from regional trials located in the area of interest for several years to find varieties that consistently rise towards at least the top third or quarter in yield performance. Once a list of consistent yielders for a region is developed, think about which systems these varieties are going to be established in each field. For each system, think about which production problems have reduced the yield potential of the crop over the past 5 years. Once these problems are recognized, go back to the list of high-yielding varieties and try to identify varieties with strong ratings for tolerance or resistance to them. Determine if the group of varieties has been tested for milling and baking quality and try to choose the varieties with above-average ratings. From this group, pick the top three or four varieties based on yield and performance and strengths and weaknesses that match the needs in each field. Another resource available to producers is the Wheat Varieties for Kansas and Great Plains, Your Best Choices book, published annually by 34 Star Publishing. This book provides objective ratings and yield results on all current wheat varieties for Kansas, Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, southern Nebraska, and eastern Colorado. The book is included as a benefit for members of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and has just recently been sent out. To get your copy, visit www.thewheatfarmer.com. Read the 2022 Kansas Performance Test with Winter Wheat Varieties Report at K-State Research and Extension's website. For additional guidance and information on wheat varieties selected and best practices, check out Kansas Wheat RX at kswheat.com/wheatrx. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.